200 years is a long time ago in America. 200 miles is a long way to go over here. I've always found this to be my favorite adage given to me by a British person. And today, I want to explore the over here side of the debate. The differences in perceptions of travel and land size have always fascinated me since moving here. Even this week, I guarantee I will have a discussion with someone about the very subject. When I first meet people, I am inevitably asked where I am from. When I answer Tennessee, quite often the first association people make is Memphis, Elvis, or Graceland. While it is true that Memphis is Tennessee's largest city, it's also almost 400 miles away from where I grew up, or the equivalent of driving from Plymouth to Newcastle. A three-hour drive here in the UK requires preparation that NASA Mission Control would be proud of. Water, blankets, food, signal flares, GPS, all standard equipment, being ticked off a checklist in triplicate. Back in the States, I have driven 7 hours on a whim with little more preparation than tossing clothes in a rucksack, because that's how long it takes to get to the nearest beach. Driving from Tennessee to California in 1999 was measured in days, not hours, and it doesn't really count as a road trip unless you sleep along the way. Every now and then, I will have someone in my chair first thing in the morning lamenting the fact that they have to get in early as they have a long drive ahead of them. The little voice inside me always chuckles, but I guess it's certainly true. Perception is the truest form of reality.